morning. Here's Beating Lenny speaking.
Hello. Hello, Lemmy. I'm trying to have a conversation with you, yeah? Today, it's the 22nd, it's the 20... Lemmy, it's the 22nd of the 6th... Can you understand that I'm going to be... I'm telling you now, Lemmy, I know what you fraud... I know what you frauded, yeah? And I've built massive paperwork against you, Lemmy, yeah? And I'm telling you...
Are you on cheap drugs or something?
Am I on drugs or something?
Are you on cheap drugs or something?
On cheap drugs? Why would I be on cheap drugs, Lemmy? Am I on cheap drugs or something? Why would I be on cheap drugs?
Please.
Lemmy, listen to this, Lemmy. Take this website address and Lemmy, take this. You're not interested. What? Corruption, you should be interested in the corruption that you've caused in that company. Get lost. Get lost, Lemmy, after what you've done to me. Why are you talking to me like that? The 9:39, the 22nd of the 6th, 2020. This is Lemmy Neuropus. I had two phone calls before, and he was talking to me the same, get lost, and the rest of it. Because I phoned his phone number, I was dealing with a report, and I tried to call Kay Osborne, and she won't pick up the phone. So I decided to call Lemmy's phone number and see if it was back on. Because the other day, some doctors come in, and they said that Lemmy was still working for Enfield Council, when I got told he ain't working for Enfield Council any longer, and his phone number no longer works. I decided to look at the paperwork, and I decided to call his old phone number, and Lemmy's picked up the phone. We had two conversations, both of them were very short and brief, and I tried to explain to Lemmy I'm not happy with what he's done, and the first conversation is, I'm not your housing officer, I'm not your housing officer anymore. I don't care if you're my housing officer, you frauded this paperwork, and no matter what, I want to talk to you as a person. I tried to be polite to him, and I didn't step out of my boundaries or do anything wrong. And he started to treat me with disrespect. Now he's saying, am I on cheap drugs and that in this on the third conversation. The first one was basically the same. I'm going to attempt to ring him again. Give him a second to cool down. And we'll try and ring him again. And we're going to see whether he'll pick up the phone and his attitude to things. You know, about he's not interested in what he's done to me. Get lost. I'm a drug addict. He doesn't care. Lemmy, can you speak to me like a person, please? Lemmy, I know you live on Ordnance Road, Lemmy, yeah? I know you live on Ordnance Road. I'm going to clean your house out of you. I'm going to send the paperwork to my solicitors, and I'm going to take the value of that house off you for what you've done to me, Lemmy, and the fraud that you've committed, Lemmy, yeah? I'm an idiot.
I also know where you live.
Yeah, I live in a council property, and you can't take the council property. You are a homeowner. You are a homeowner, and you are liable for your actions and your responsibility under the United Kingdom law and what evidence I can prove.
If you ever call to threaten me again, you will see me in front of your doorstep.
Lemmy, I will phone you back again. I am not threatening you. I'm telling you a fact. You are legal to be prosecuted.